over here to Stefan. Is that you? Hello?
Hi, Stefan here.
Hey. We are going to pay your bill because you called back within 10 minutes of us calling your name.
Awesome. Thank you so much. This is amazing.
Where you
been? It's a rainy day.
Yes, it is.
This affords you to buy an umbrella.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, I'm getting married May 18th.
So hey.
Really helped out.
Oh, congratulations.
To Megan Pilgrim, my fiance.
Yeah, shout out again.
Megan Pilgrim.
Tell her
Megan
you love her.
Pilgrim.
Send a big I love you shout.
I love her more. I love her to infinity and beyond.
All right. Oh, thanks,
okay,
Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear, whatever. All right, hold on the line. We're going to pay your bill and happy a wedding.
Fernando.
Thank you so much.
Dirty, 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 dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty on the 30.
Stefan, you have a great day, too. In fact, Stefan from Martinez, congratulations. Now, see, it could happen to you. We want to pay your bills. The next name is coming up here right about 9:20. Don't forget, tomorrow's Thursday, which makes it even better because we're paying bills every single hour on the 20s throughout the day, and then we're going to double the money as well. So it's a huge day. Make sure you register for 997now.com right there. What has been happening with Wendy Williams? It's been strange. It's been mysterious. And I can't recall any other talk show host that took an extended break while their show was in season. The excuse was that she had complications of Graves' disease, and then the dirt was she was having marital problems, and all of this was contributing to her, keeping her from coming back to work. But yesterday, Wendy came clean about what's really going on.
For some time now, I have been living in a sober house, and you know I've had a struggle with cocaine in my past, and I never went to a place to get the treatment. I don't know how, except God was sitting on my shoulder, and I just stopped. Nobody knew, because I look so glamorous out here.
Right. I don't know about that. I mean, people knew something was wrong. You fainted that one day.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You said it was heat. It was too much. You didn't eat, and you snorted all that coke. Mm-mm. Now we know. This is a great kept secret, though. I mean, I don't know how she kept
way
it, because
go.
TMZ and all the other rags, they were really trying to find out where she was, what she's going on.
Yeah.
They thought it was marital trouble. They thought it was this and that.
They were chasing the husband around.
It was maybe he was the decoy. Maybe he is a great guy.
Maybe
he's the one who's been taking the hit for her all this time. He's been taking the hit so she could be going around and getting treatment and going to safe houses.
All this news about his side piece and buying that person a home and then having to sell it once Wendy found. I mean, all of this just could have been a ruse for the fact that she wasn't even living at that house anymore. She was heading off to a sober house. In fact, that's what her daily routine is like right now. Take a listen to this.
After I finished my appointments, I am driven by my 24-hour sober coach back to a home that I live in here in the tri-state with a bunch of smelly boys who've become my family. Doors locked by 10 p.m. Lights out by 10 p.m. So I go to my room and I stare at the ceiling and I fall asleep to wake up to come back here to see you. So that is my truth.
I want to see what this room looks like because I know it ain't nothing like what she has at home.
Shan, you're not going to get your apology from her.
Uh-huh. She owes us all an apology.
She didn't owe me an apology. She was great to me.
She was nice to your face.
She was great to me. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what Fernando says to me. You have no empathy for people, Shan.
Wow.
You have to feel bad for everybody who's going through something.
I feel bad for her, but...
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you feel bad for her.
I guess all the little notches are coming together. This makes sense now.
I want her life. I want to be driven around. Get me a sober coach. But I just want them to be my, designated driver.
Yeah, you just
my sober coach will be my designated driver.
And you want all the smelly boys.
Take me to a house of smelly boys. Listen. Immediately. Let's just... Driver, take me to a home of smelly boys.
You better watch out. It's going to be that gym you go to.
And make sure... And I said boys, not old men. Driver, make sure I'm in bed by 10. Lights out.
Uh-huh.
Doors locked.
Woo.
This sounds great to me.
It really does. Like, she gets driven around. She goes to sleep when she needs to go to sleep.
Yeah, she gets a good night's sleep. Mm-hmm. She gets to do her life. She has a driver.
She's with hot boys. She wasn't there for addiction issues.
I'm sure she'd be able to enjoy it a little bit more.
That sounds good. Mm. I don't know.
Well, I know, Shane, you don't agree, but you know what? Props to Wendy for getting help. And then finally coming out with it, too. It took a while.
I agree. She should get help.
What do you mean? No, not props to her for coming out with it, because she's the number one I want to spread every rumor about everybody else's life. So she should come out with it. If anybody should come out with it, it would be her, because she exposes everybody else's life. That's like saying, good for Harvey Levin for coming out with it. No, that's what he does for a living. He exposes the world. So they should be the most transparent people in the universe.
All right. And real cool thing, real quick, Ariana Grande's new international tour features voter registration booths. So if you want to get out there and you want to do something about where you live, well, the first place to begin, of course, is the voting booth. So this is her aim at getting young citizens to sign up to vote and make a difference. Props to Ariana Grande. That's your Dirty on the 30.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Well, Patriots owner Robert Kraft has a very important decision to make over the next couple of months. Does he take his case to trial? You know, he was arrested in this Asian spa prostitution conspiracy. Or does he cop a plea deal with prosecutors in Florida and skip the embarrassment of having to enter into the courtroom with all the paparazzi and have to see what kind of evidence they are going to put up against him? Prosecutors have told them, listen, we got two videos. We got a video of you getting a two-handed massage, and we got videos of you getting a four-handed massage. That's what we got. Now, what you got? Well, I guess they already saw what he got.
Like, I didn't do
nothing.
I
already know. That's what he keeps saying.
Why is he in trouble?
Yeah. That's what he keeps saying. I want to know, where's the 35-year-old girlfriend? I have not heard a word from her.
Did they break up?
Now, I doubt it. He's a billionaire. Would you break up? Oh, okay, you went to a massage parlor.
There are other billionaires, especially down there in Florida.
No, not like, once you get a billionaire, there's no guarantee you're going to get another one. Mm-hmm. He got a private jet. He owns a football team. He hangs out with Tom Brady.
They still together.
I'm letting you go have fun at a massage parlor.
Yeah.
And in fact, let's just be honest, that 35-year-old probably don't want to be engaged in those activities with him anyway. Mm. So she probably like, hell yeah, go get it done somewhere else and just make sure that those girls aren't on my private jet when we get ready to take off for the game next week. Mm. So she got the best of both worlds, I have to say. That's why she hasn't said a word. But anyway, here's the deal. If he does go in and admit that if he were to go to trial, that he would be found guilty, that's one of the things that he would have to do in this plea deal, they will drop the criminal charges. He would also have to get an STD test to make sure he's not running around giving or getting things from people.
All right.
He would have to do 100 hours of community service, and he would have to complete a course on the dangers of prostitution. He could teach it at this point. Yeah. He doesn't need to
Here's
be
a prime
attending
example.
It.
You'll get arrested and have to go through all this mess.
Look at my two videos. Video one. Class, we're going to watch a video today. Didn't you love those when the teacher would say that? Today, we're watching
class,
a video.
In health class, it was always the videos. You're like, no. Well, oh, my God. Giving birth videos? Oh, my God.
Anyway, Kraft has vehemently denied that he did anything wrong. So will he go to trial on March the 28th, or will he settle for a plea deal before then, which would keep him out of jail? And if they have enough to convict on him, he could possibly go to jail for this. So we'll see what happens. And if you are a part of the Peloton bike craze, then you could be in trouble. Not really you, but the bike company, because they are being sued by several different music publishing companies because, according to new documents that were filed in court, they're not paying for all those fabulous songs that you're riding your bike to. So when you're doing your workout with whomever, Betsy Sue, and she's playing Rihanna's, Don't Wake Me Up by Chris Brown, or Diamonds by Rihanna, or Give Me Your Best Shot, Hit Me With Your Best Shot by Pat Benatar. Mm. All those songs have not been paid for. They've just stolen them.
That's so dumb.
Did they not think of this? Like, how many people work there?
What
did
in
not
the world?
One person think of that?
Hey, they thought, listen, if we can get away with it, let's get away with it.
You don't get away with it.
Yeah, well, no, you don't.
They're not getting away with it anymore. In fact, the documents that were placed into court this week say Peloton currently has more than 600,000 subscribers and is worth more than $4 billion.
Oh, okay.
And yet they're not paying for the music publishing companies.
That's
and the
shady.
Publishing companies are saying, we're a big part of their success. It's the music that's getting people hyped to
That would make a huge difference. I was about to say, like, if you've got the actual songs from the actual artists, stuff you know, stuff that you love, stuff you hear on 99.7 now, of course it's going to make a difference in some other service that's giving you, like, crappy music you don't know.
So we will see. I would imagine this will probably settle out of court, too, because there's no defense for it. If you're not paying the publishing, you're not paying the publishing.
Oh, yeah, you're going down.
And they need to be paid in back, like, what's that called? Back tax?
Back pay.
Retroactive.
They need their back pay right now. Sony Music wants their back pay. So I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.